Good morning, everyone. My name is Bokey Miller, and I will be your facilitator this morning on the Jumpstart call. Welcome once again to a morning of encouragement. I have a word for you this morning, and I really truly believe that all of you that are on this morning will be blessed by this word and encouraged by this word. I don't believe this word is for everyone, so I truly believe that those that are on this morning would truly be blessed by this word and encouraged because of the because of you coming onto this call this morning. And I always believe that those of you that call in each morning on Thursday, I don't want to say have a special place in God's heart, but are showing your faithfulness to God and that you want to receive more from Him and that you want to really, really clearly hear what He's saying in your life so that you can act upon what He is doing in your life. So once again, I want to welcome you all as other people are coming on to the Jumpstart call. I want to welcome you all to this morning's encouraging word. We call it Jumpstart. And on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Berry, I thank you and honor you this morning by coming on, by giving you a word of encouragement today. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you this morning for your word. I thank you, O Lord, for bringing everyone onto this call this morning. I pray, O Lord, that you will speak, O Father God, with power and authority, with encouragement, O God, with this word today, so that those that are hearing it, those that are listening this morning, will receive their encouragement from you and will receive a blessing from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Once again, good morning, guys. My name is Bokey Miller, and I am going to be starting right now, jumping right into this word. So we're coming out of Matthew 25. And in Matthew 25, there is a parable that many of us have heard of before. It's called the parable of the talents. In the NIV version, it's called the parable of the bags of gold. But just for the sake of everybody knowing it in the King James version, it is called the parable of the talents. It starts in Matthew chapter 25, and it starts at verse 14. I will not be reading that this morning because it is extremely long, but I do encourage you to read verses 14 after we finish this morning, verses 14 all the way down to verse 28. I'm sorry, verses 30. Amen. 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 So the title of my message this morning to you, this encouraging word to you this morning, is well done and at once mentality. Once again, the title of this message this morning will be well done and at once mentality. So right now, what do I mean by that? Well, first, let me get into some things about this parable so that I can go ahead and give you the meat of this message this morning. Hopefully, I'm only going to be taking about 10 minutes of your time this morning. But what I want to start off with is the fact that this parable is set in between two other parables in chapter 25, and they're all somehow related. Jesus is sharing with people, he's speaking about many parables, but he's sharing with people how the kingdom of heaven works. Some would say even the kingdom of God. So when you read these parables, the one before it, it is about the 10 virgins, and we know that parable. I believe many of you have heard that parable before. But there is a continuation going into this parable of the talents. And we can't lose sight of that Jesus is speaking to them in relativeness to the kingdom of God and how it operates. And when we understand that, we can get a clear picture of what these parables mean. So with that being said, I want to jump into this parable, but I want to talk to you about it from the standpoint of those that were successful. I'm not even going to spend time about the servant that was not successful, the one that went and hid the bag of money, the one that went and hid the talent, and was not approved of God. So we're going to go away from all of that. So this morning I'm speaking about the servants that were successful in doing what God had entrusted to the, with had entrusted them to do. So what can we learn from these two servants that did what God wanted them to do and that received approval? One thing that we have to do is do as they did. And one of the things they did was in verse 16. It says, the man who had received five bags of gold, or the one that received the talent, at once put his money to work and gained five more bags. It also says that the one with two bags of gold gained two more, but gained two more as well. And so with that being said, there's something that we can really, really learn. And a lot of times we skip over what the guys or the women or the servants that did exactly what God had intended for them to do. And it is to at once put to use what is in your hand, what God has provided to you, what God has gifted you with, so that you can accomplish the things that God has purposed in your life. Many times as Christians, we don't look at this parable at the sense of you have to have the mentality of one that is willing to take what God has put into our hands, our gifts, our talents, and put it to use at once. What is the significance of doing that? What is the significance of acting immediately on what God has put into our hands and what God has provided for us and what God has said for us to do? This is the importance of it. A lot of times when we wait, we start losing faith, we start getting distracted, we start moving away from what God has intended us to do. Many times, faith is the fact of acting on what God has put into our hands and put into our lives and has said for us to do, acting on it immediately. And that is putting things in motion that will start us down the path of doing exactly what God has said for us to do in our lives. And if you really, really look at this parable, it is a parable about faith and a parable about fear. Those that had faith acted upon what was put into their hands and did what was expected to be done. And many times we look at this and say, man, you got the one that had five talents. He made five more talents equaling 10. We had the one that had two, and he ended up having two. Don't look at this parable as a parable of the fact that, oh, this one person with five is greater than this other person with two. They both did the same thing according to the scripture in verse 16. They both immediately went out and put to work the talent or the money that was in their hands and put it to work. They traded. They spent money to buy things so that they can sell. But all of those things were done in different translations. It says they traded, which means they bartered back and forth. They traded money to get things, and then they sold things. And as they begin to do that, they begin to get profit. And in the kingdom of God, we understand the fact that God looks for fruit. God looks for fruit. He doesn't just set you into his kingdom so that we can stand still. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now in here, and I know you're not a standstill Christian. That's why I want to focus on these ones that did exactly what God has said for them to do, because I want to give you encouragement, especially during this time where sometimes it seems like what you're doing is not producing what God has said. But listen, if you are using the things that God has put into your hands and that God has put into your life, your gifts, your talents, the people that are in your lives, even at the work, even at your job, the responsibilities that are before you, if you are doing it according to the will of God, understand this, that in the end you will get a well done. But this is how you get the well done. We have to understand this part too. Not only did they immediately go out and do what God had purpose for them to do, they continue to do it, because the scriptures say that the master of these servants was gone for a long time on his journey. It is not the fact that you just go out immediately and begin to do what God said do, but it's because you also continue to do those things, even when you don't hear from God clearly, even when it gets tough, even when it doesn't seem like it is producing, even when it hurts, even when it is painful, even in the midst of calamity and destruction, in the midst of loss, there is a message in this that you are to continue on in your faith, believing that God has purposed things for you and has put these things in your life, and that when he put it in your hand, he has equipped you and given you everything you need to be successful. We just have to carry it out. And if we continue in what we call the faith and what God has put into our hands, and in God himself and in Jesus Christ, the one who has saved us, we shall be successful, and we shall get the three things that are mentioned in scripture also in this parable. And in this parable, he said, this is what the master said when the one with the five talents showed him what he had done and had received five more talents equaling 10. It says, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant." This is verse 21. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness." The King James Version and other versions say, come into the joy of the Lord. And this is what I want to say to you in closing. If you've been on this journey and you've been faithful in a few things, and God has entrusted you with it, and you're continuing on in the faith, even though it is hard, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like God is hearing you, I want to say to you today that God has a well done for you. God has a well done for you waiting on the other end of the things that you're going through. God has a well done for you if you're continuing in the faith and you're continuing to use your gifts. God has a well done for you. And this is what he would say to you: "Well done, my good and faithful servant." One of the best things we can receive from God is his approval, is his encouragement, is his affirmation. And I want to say to you today that God is full of those things, that Jesus is giving out those things to you today. Because one thing is showing that you are faithful even in listening to the word of God. You're faithful in carrying out the word of God. Do not be discouraged by the enemy and the things that are around you, because you are approved of God. And here's the other thing. When you get his approval, it also opens up God's resources even more to you. Not only will he say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," but what he'll say to you is, "Now I am going to put you over more things. I am going to give you resources for you to do more. I am going to give you more responsibility. I am going to give you more authority, not only in the natural, but I'm going to do it even in the spiritual." So some of you have been sitting here saying, "When God, when God, when God." Sometimes you got to look, because it happens first in the spirit realm. You got to understand your authority in the spirit, but also understand that he is blessing you in the natural, because you are a good and faithful servant. And he has said to you, "Well done." And here's the last aspect of it that we can take for granted sometimes. And that is entering into the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is something that is beyond your natural circumstances, something that is beyond our comprehension at times, that we can have peace even in the midst of trial and destruction. But it is not only that. He is saying that I will give you happiness. I will give you my joy, because in my joy, you have my strength. So you, those of you that are on the line, I am not calling you to say to you that you are the servant that went and hid the bag. I am saying to you today, and I believe this encouraging word is for you that are doing what God is saying for you to do, that you're one of the servants that has done exactly what God has said. So listen up. Continue to have this at once mentality. But don't do it just one time. Continue to have faith and hold on and persevere, because God is going to say to you, well done. And he is saying it to you today. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I am going to bless you. I am going to give you my joy today, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. So that has been the message for you today. I pray it has been a blessing to you. Hey, let's continue to join this call so we can be encouraged every Thursday morning. Jumpstart. There are others that are going to be coming on to this call. Please listen out for that. We will continue to do this every Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, at 6 a.m. And then also, let's be on the lookout for a lot of the announcements that are coming to us in our emails and also on our DLC website. Make sure you go to At a Glance, because we have an in-live service that's coming up in a few weeks. Let's make sure that we sign up for that to make sure that we reserve a spot so that we can be in the house of the Lord and worship together. Once again, my last statement is that we also have Bible study, which we had last night. It was good. It was done by Norman Miller. Let's make sure that we attend Bible study as well so that we can receive what God has for us and be students of the Word of God. That is it for me. Once again, my name is Bokey Miller. I want you to have a great day, and may the blessings of the Lord be upon you, and may he bless you throughout your day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Goodbye.